the front page of last Sunday's New York Times, reporter David Sanger broke the story about the Bush administration denying a plea by the Israeli government to provide sophisticated, deep penetration bombs to attack Iran's underground nuclear enrichment facilities. The administration also rebuffed Israel's plan to fly through U.S.-controlled Iraqi airspace to reach the Iranian site. Sanger reported the Israelis had not proposed a specific date for an attack, and it was not clear how far along the planning was when the requests were made. David Sanger is the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times, and that story and others are contained in his just-published book called The Inheritance, The World Obama Confronts and the Challenges to American Power.
You know, this story about the Israelis comes out of a book I've written, The Inheritance, The World Obama Confronts and the Challenges to American Power. And the book's focus really is how Iraq distracted us from some bigger threats, and Iran is among the first. You know, because we had so much failed intelligence about Iraq, President Bush couldn't stand up and honestly explain to people how quickly Iran was racing toward a nuclear capability, not one that we're speculating about, but one that inspectors see every day, the inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. What's happened now is that we have gotten somewhat frozen because of our presence in Iraq, in our ability to go confront the Iranians on this. So we've tried sanctions, and those were a great idea, but they didn't succeed in slowing the Iranians down. So the president instead has turned to both a mix of covert action, which we describe in general terms in the story, but also to an effort to try to make sure that there is not a broader Middle East war. And that's why when the Israelis came seeking bunker busters and refueling and mostly air flight rights over Iraq, that he was so quick to say no.
And, you know, as you report, there was a lot of disbelief and downright anger at an NIE, a National Intelligence Report, that came out at the end of 2007 that concluded that Iran had effectively suspended its development of nuclear weapons 4 years earlier. That skepticism doesn't just reside in Israel, as you report. There's a lot of people in the United States, or at least in U.S. government, maybe even some elements of the Bush administration, who don't buy that NIE. Is that correct?
Well, they certainly don't buy elements of it, and mostly they're concerned with how the public part of it was written. A national intelligence estimate is supposed to combine the best of what we learn from all the different intelligence agencies. And this conclusion was based on a terrific breakthrough, which I describe in the opening chapter of the book, when the United States was able to pierce the computer networks of many of the people who run the Iranian nuclear program. And what did they discover? That they had been told to stop work on the weaponization at the end of 2003. This is after we had invaded Iraq, and when still things looked still pretty good there. What they continued was the enrichment of uranium, the fuel that you use for a nuclear weapon. And if you go out and talk to experts about what's the hardest part of this process, making the fuel is far more difficult than actually engineering the weapon. So there's no reason they couldn't come back to doing the weapon, probably in a few months' time, after they had the fuel. And I think they felt that the chances of getting caught were much too high. The question on the NIE was it properly presented? And the Israelis believed it wasn't. They believed that it understated the threat. Now, of course, that threat looks a lot more important to them than it does to us because they're right next door within missile range.
We're speaking to David Sanger, the Washington correspondent for the New York Times. His new book is The Inheritance. David Sanger, speaking, you write so much about nuclear proliferation and the like and have over the years covering the situations in Iran and North Korea. Let me just ask you flat out, based on your sources, what is the prediction or the estimation of Iran in terms of the potential for how close they may be to getting a nuclear weapon?
The best American intelligence estimates are that they are somewhere between 2 years and 5 years away from an actual weapon. But, you know, they may not go as far as actually turning the last screws on the weapon because all that does is make them a target. They may be happy with simply being nuclear capable of being able to declare that at any moment they could throw out the inspectors, take their collection of low-enriched uranium, enrich it for a few months to a much higher level, and have the fuel for a bomb. And, you know, in this day and age, having a nuclear capability is almost as useful, maybe even more useful, than having the weapon itself.